All right, here is Paula Gloria. That is her name.
White women.
Farther down the rabbit hole.
That's my favorite.
She never quite caught on to the joke. Let's see. Wait a second. Let me find this letter where it said not to have you on. I can't find it now. Well, I can't find the letter. I don't remember why
we weren't supposed to have her on?
Well, I think when she explains 9/11 truth, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, somebody didn't like this. What are you into? You think 9/11 didn't happen?
No, of course it happened. As a matter of fact, when I heard 9/11 denial, it got me to reconsider Holocaust denial. How could anybody deny that 9/11 happened?
So what do you think? You don't believe there were actual planes involved. Is that your theory?
I believe that we went to war over cartoons.
Over cartoons? You think someone...
This took 3 years, by the way, to realize. I still want to say how I got into public access.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to interview you because you do go off on tangents.
Right.
No, you asked me a question. I was trying to answer it.
Wait, there's a phone call for you. It's Rusty. Hold on.
Right
here. Howard and friends, I believe your choice of an interview with Paula Gloria is a huge mistake. Her and the group she represents are a fringe group of lunatics that promote ridiculous ideas that no planes hit the World Trade Center buildings. I agree you should ridicule her, as you probably will, but have you considered also giving a voice to more credible questions revolving around the attacks? I sincerely hope you wouldn't make the mistake of equating everyone that raises questions with this fringe group advocate you're going to have on your show. Boy, that's some sentence.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered perhaps having a forum for more credible questions? So people think you're nuts because you believe it was a cartoon created by whom? The government?
No, not at all.
Who created the cartoon?
We should support our government.
All right, the day we saw the World Trade Center blow up, what were we seeing?
Well, I didn't see it. I was in an ashram in India.
Okay, great. I saw it.
Good place to be.
It looked real to me. You think it's like my Dolly Parton thing where I...
You saw it on television.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
But there were some people who, you know, we had eyewitnesses on the phone.
Well, what's interesting...
Yeah, we're here in Manhattan. We saw friends. Like, friends saw it smoking and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they saw the planes fly into it.
I'm going to go down to 6th Street with somebody at MNN who was watching the hole, the big gash that lasted for an hour. But if you do a close-up on that, you'll see there's people waving from that big gash.
Waving?
Yeah, waving.
Waving from the gash?
And what does that mean?
Think about it. Uh-huh. What do you think it means?
I didn't see anybody waving, honestly. I don't know how you did.
No, not on television.
Where did you see them waving?
At the ashram?
I saw them. No, I didn't.
I don't understand
what
she's saying.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't understand, Paul.
No, God, but...
Where did you see the people waving? In a picture?
Yes.
Where was this picture?
A little shown in this country, but over in Europe more so. Since I'm on the internet, I'm approaching 1 million hits now. And we do a lot of interactive work. If you post something, then that will be picked up by somebody anywhere in the world, and they can.
Don't you think somebody could have, like, kind of photoshopped people waving?
I don't think you could Photoshop somebody waving.
You can't.
No. You can't.
No, not waving, not the video part.
I think it was another video.
That's another program.
But Paul, what do you
that's
think?
That's how you see the movement, and then you blow up the.
I don't know what she's saying.
What do you think caused the buildings to fall? Then clearly they're not there. What caused them to fall?
You mean what caused steel to turn into dust?
Yes.
I know. I don't believe thermite. They tried to do that at Burning Man to show thermite, you know, could possibly do it. But if you've got people waving from a hole, it's certainly not going to be...
What do you think happened, Paul? That's
right. Buildings aren't there anymore. What happened?
Yeah, what's the conspiracy? Planes hit the building or not?
This is not a conspiracy, by the way.
Okay.
Conspiracy,
did planes hit the building?
You just go on your VCR, hit rewind, and go frame by frame, and you watch...
Paul, did planes... A lot of us aren't following this. Did planes hit the building?
Well, I don't believe so.
You don't believe
so. What caused the big gash?
Gash. Keyword. Gash.
The tendency is to be ridiculed for thinking, to try to think about it.
No, but we're not ridiculing. I just want to know why do the buildings fall? Why are they not there? What happened?
Well, what caused it?
Fred, give us some clarity.
I just want to know why there's video of planes flying into a building.
She said it's a cartoon.
Well, that's what that was. All the time.
Okay. And the thousands of eyewitnesses who saw those planes were deluded into thinking that it was an illusion.
Yes.
How so? How do they pull
mass hypnosis?
If you had a regular airplane fly into a building, it would crumple. It wouldn't go through the building and come out the other side as one of the computer-generated images did. And any U.S. citizen or anywhere in the world that recorded this, all they have to do is go back to their archives, hit rewind, and watch it frame by frame.
Have we been to the moon?
That's another question.
What do you think?
I used to, you know, in 1969 when it happened, I never got much juice off looking at it. It never.
You think it was a lie?
It never made me feel proud to be an American and all that. I mean, I definitely feel so grateful to be in this country. I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned about the homelessness.
But you don't think we've been to the moon?
When I made 5 million, I know other people can. Today.
What about the Holocaust? Do you think the Holocaust happened?
The Holocaust is something that concerns me greatly.
What do you mean? What are you thinking?
It should.
What do you think happened there? A big lie?
It was a cache.
I think something's happening. You know there's work camps being created in New Jersey right now because of the homeless problem?
But what do you think happened at the Holocaust?
Off,
do you think that's a lie?
It work camps.
I mean, I got a grandmother whose whole family was wiped out in the Holocaust, so tell me she's a liar.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, so tell me, is she a liar?
I mean, there's a lot of... Is she a liar? I'm working now with the first Holocaust plaintiff. Who was living in Romania. Her father did business in several countries, and he would have to use Swiss banks to...
Was the Holocaust a cartoon?
She was the first plaintiff that came...
But Paul, you're avoiding my question.
That's a different question. Was the Holocaust a cartoon? Of course not.
No.
Nobody ever
said
that.
Do you think it was a lie?
Was the Holocaust real? I mean, did it happen?
I think it's strange when the first plaintiff that comes forth to be compensated for being at Auschwitz, she was there at 14 years old, is not getting her money.
Right.
And I'm going to be working with her a lot more because I really want to have good, solid evidence. And tonight, I'm changing the name of my show, by the way.
Do you understand any of this?